Bullseye on the afternoon. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We're happy to have you along for the ride. We mentioned a lot of interesting events coming up towards the end of the month. And here to tell us about some of those events with Main Street Wellington is Jenny Arntz. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on the air.
Well, you guys have two huge events coming up towards the end of the month, and we'll get to the Spirit-Filled Fundraiser in just a bit, but I want to begin with the annual meeting on January 23rd. Who all is involved and what all is going down at this year's annual meeting for you guys?
Well, it should be a great event. First of all, we've got Jerry Good from the county. He's an economic development coordinator, and he's going to present on a pilot program that is offering some low-interest loans for the businesses in smaller villages like Wellington, because it's just honestly becoming really tough to compete with larger cities for state grant funding. So Jerry's going to kick off the meeting presenting that to the community. And we have 8 new board members that we are proposing to hopefully be voted or hopefully the members will approve our new members for 2018. So it'll be exciting, and the public is welcome. We obviously would love all of our members there, and it's taking place at the Elms Retirement Village here in Wellington from 7 to 8:30 on January 23rd.
It all goes down 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, so that should be a lot of fun. And I know that this is a big, big year for the city of Wellington, celebrating its bicentennial. What kinds of plans does Main Street Wellington have in the fold?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I kind of have a little bit of an inside track because I'm helping the mayor and the committee with doing a lot of the events. But in particular, and actually our first event starts Tuesday the 9th, so very, very soon with Nicole Hayes as our first historical series speaker series, and we have a speaker each month for the whole year. So, and those are free for anyone to be a part of, and that's at the Patricia Lindley Center for Performing Arts. But as far as Main Street Wellington, we are coordinating a antique car and bicycle festival on July 2nd. We are also doing a home tour in October and hopefully a business tour as well as a church tour in the fall. And that's in addition to all of our own events. And like I mentioned, I'm with the committee, so I'll probably be running everywhere for the bicentennial year. So lots going on down here.
Sounds like it'll be busy. Jenny, you mentioned the speaker series. They're going to cover a little bit of history. Will that be history on the city of Wellington and the things that went on around?
Actually, it is all across the board, and I don't have that in front of me, but we do have calendars available recently that have all the dates, and they're on the website. Just off the top of my head, we've got history on just Wellington in general, the architecture. We have in February Dr. Sarah Hume coming down from Kent State University, and she's going to talk about period clothing. We've got a native talking about the architecture. We've got a few of our local heroes who are coming in to more or less speak in first person, almost like acting as Archibald Willard, sure, who painted The Spirit of 76, or Myron T. Herrick. We've got the First Ladies of Ohio coming down in September. It's really all across the board. We have another reenactor who will be like President Garfield. So it's just a real wide variety of history and also theatrical performances. So it should be a lot of fun. And again, those are all free for anyone to attend. So we've had some amazing sponsors who've helped us keep the cost either free or very, very low for everyone to attend.
Jenny Arntz with Main Street Wellington is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, we just got done talking about the annual meeting and the festivities going on surrounding that, and also some of the things you guys have planned for the bicentennial. But you sent me a flyer about a week or so ago talking about an event that I'm pretty excited about. That's the Spirit-Filled Fundraiser on January 27th. Tell us all about this. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, actually, we've been having part of this the wine tasting part with Fort's Old Town Tavern. This will be the eighth year that they've done this for us, and that's called Let's Wine About Winter, wine spelled W-I-N-E. But this year, we're actually having Let's Wine About Winter, and we're opening it up and having a beer tasting right across the street. So kind of sister events going on simultaneously, and that's at Red Iron Bar and Grill. And it's Saturday, January 27th from 12 to 4, and it's all a fundraiser for Main Street. It's $15 pre-sale tickets, $20 at the door, and that gets you entry to both locations with a valid ID for tastes of wine or beer. And then the big thing is each ticket you have a chance to win the grand prize, which is $750 worth of chocolate quartz jewelry from Levian, donated by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. So we're really excited. We also have two of our new members, Uncle Buck's Smokin' Q Barbecue and JL and E Excavating, who are generously sponsoring the event, and they're having information tables. And I hear that they're having some different spices that you can sample. So it should be a lot of fun. We've got pictures on our website showing very rosy-complexioned folks in the past, just enjoying time with friends and being spirited.
Well, that's a good excuse to get out of the house and try and avoid getting a nasty case of cabin fever, which, look, when it's 9 degrees outside and it's still sunny and 9 degrees outside, we're all looking for reasons to get out of the house. But that sounds like a blast. But I just want to make sure I'm following you correctly here. This is the same event, but it's at two different locations, right?
Right. Well, we've had the wine part at Fort's for 8 years. And this year we're having that, but then also we're having Beat the Winter Blues with Brews at Red Iron Bar and Grill. So they are having Great Lakes Brewery beer tasting over there, and then the wine tasting with Heidelberg distributing at Fort. So it's the same event, but there's a leather twist, and there's now two locations and hopefully twice the fun.
I like that. It basically fills everybody's need on that one. You've got your wine lovers, your beer lovers over there.
Exactly. And if you want to, you can do both. So
sure.
Yeah, definitely. It should be a lot of fun. And you can get chocolate, too, if you win that chocolate quartz jewelry. So it's before Valentine's Day, so it might be a good excuse to get out and get a chance to win some nice jewelry for a loved one.
Sure. I don't know of any female that would not like some jewelry. So if a lady wins this, obviously there are some very nice benefits involved. And if one of the guys wins it, well, look, you don't have to do much work then in order to get your Valentine's Day gift. So,
exactly.
I mean, I think it benefits both genders respectfully. So very, very good stuff.
Exactly.
Any idea what kinds of wines and beers will be there for tasting at both these locations?
Actually, not yet. I know that the owners are kind of tightening that up right now. I know in the past, for the wine, they had a wide variety. They would have, you know, the table arranged. You'd have the whites from sweet to dry and the reds and then a few blushes thrown in. And typically they would be all over the country. I know that with Red Iron Bar and Grill, she is focusing on the Ohio beers and, again, with Great Lakes Brewery. So as far as the actual specific kinds, I do not know right now, but I can certainly follow up with you.
Well, for those that are listening right now, if you want to know what kinds of wines and beer will be there, you're just going to have to show up and find out for yourself at that Spirit-filled fundraiser on January 27th. Very, very cool stuff. Well, Jenny, before we cut you loose, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information on both the annual meeting and on the Spirit-filled fundraiser, where can they go to get more information?
Sure. Well, our website is probably the best, and that's mainstreetwellington.org, or you can check us out on Facebook. And as far as tickets, you can buy the tickets for the fundraiser here at Main Street at Fort's at Red Iron Bar and Grill, Sadie Scissorhands, or Wellington Music. And you can always call me. I love to chat with people. Our number is 440-647-3987.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was a lot of fun, and I'm sure you guys will have
thank
a blast
you.
In a couple weeks at that Spirit-filled fundraiser. Thanks again for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Stay warm. Take care.
All righty.